Okay, we are on Sota Daf Tes. Sota Daf Tes is today's daf. We are on Chesem Abeis. We're into the Agarata. Into Agarata. And amazingly, Agarata today is not only in the Gemara, there's Agarata in the Mishnah. As we continue the next couple of blot, this type of these Gemaras. So we just had the Gemara, the Mishnah, which said that Mita Keneged Mita, that B'midas are the Modi, but Modi de Lo. However, a person acts, that's how they are going to be acted against losses. So the Isha Sota is the prime example the Gemara gives. Then the Gemara discusses that even though the Dalan Misos do not exist anymore, we don't have a Sanhedrin, but the Din Dalan Misos still exists, and the Gemara gives the examples of anybody who's Chayef, Skila, Srefa, Herik, Chenek, describes the four things that happen to them. So just 2 points based on Tosfos there in Ksubas Daf Lamed, where this Gemara also comes up. The language of the Gemara is, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though we haven't had the Din Dalan Mises, we haven't had Dalan Mises, we've had the Din Dalan Mises. So Tosfos says, there's the language, isn't Meduya, Tosfos seems to say. Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Lamed, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, what do you mean, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's when Dinei Nefashah stopped? 1 minute, Vim Tomar, Milo Nakat Mem Shana Kodim Shachar Beis HaMikdash. We know from elsewhere that really 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin left. Kidabem Shana Kodim Churban Golsa Sanhedrin. Shlodona Din Nefashas. There were too many murders that were rampant. They didn't want to judge. So 40 years beforehand, they left. And once the Beis Din is not in the Lishkas HaGazas anymore, in the Makam HaMikdash, they can't judge Din Nefashas anymore. So why did the Gemara use the lashon of Mem Shana? I'm sorry, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, it should be Mem Shana Lefnechein. So a number of answers given. Tosfos there gives 2 answers. Number one, Yesh Lomar De Lefa'amim Letzorech Shah Hayu Chozrin Sanhedrin Lushkas HaGazis. Maybe during those 40 years, you know, the Gemara says they left before 40 years before the Churban, maybe they went back every so often if there was a real important case that they had to judge. So they did go back, Letzorech Shah. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, that maybe even though they didn't go back, but they still had the Big Day Kahuna, which was Mechaper. The Yesh Mepharshim, Dolhaki Nakam Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Mishut Dekodem Lachain, Avopi Shegalu HaYibig Day Kahuna Mechaperin, Al Mezid Dlo Isru Bey. So there was still some power that they had in terms of Dinei Nefashos. But in Achinami, the main part happened 40 years before the Churban Habayis. The Shidduch Batzis there just says, okay, 40 years, don't make such a big deal. It means 40 years beforehand. It means the Churban Habayis and the related events that took place, meaning 40 years earlier. One. The second answer, which relates to the Chassam Sofer, which relates to the Chassam Sofer, we ended off yesterday. Mentioned the fascinating Chassam Sofer that somebody, Rechman al-Aslan, was killed, and the question was asked, do we have to assume that he was chayav one of these Dalan Mises? Because that's how he ended up. The Chassam Sofer says no. It doesn't work in both directions. Yes, somebody who's chayav one of the Dalan Mises, this happens to them, but somebody who had this happen to them doesn't mean that the Dafka were chayav the Dalan Mises. It doesn't say, kol mi she this happens to, was b'chuyav Misa. So related to that, Tosfos asks, there in Inksubis. Why is it? Let me just find it. Tosfos. The Im Tomer is Alaman of a base. The top is Alaman of a base. Avakasha. The Chazinan Kama Avaryanim V'ovde Avodas Kochavim Shemesim Amitasam. So Tosfos, look around. Right? We find many people who seem to be Chayiv Misa, and yet they live a wonderful life, and they just Mesam Mitaso. So what does the Gemara mean that anybody who's Chayav Misa? This is the opposite question of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says if you found somebody who was killed, you have to assume that he was one of the Dalan Misas. Here, you know somebody who's Chayav one of the Dalan Misas, and yet, he's Meis Al Mitaso. So says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, Da'al Yedei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekel. Uluf Amin Mocha Lagamrei. Maybe the Tshuva, the last second of his life, Ozchus Tololov in Nifra Mena B'chayav. Second answer, which is the one that we assume, is maybe it's Olam Haba. Don't look at Olam Hazeh, that a person's going to, everything's going to happen in Olam Hazeh. Right? Olam Haba is really the ultimate Tzidok Hadin, and therefore, we can't tell based on just what our own eyes see. Okay, Tanya. First wide line on Chesem Abeis. And today is one of those large, many words on the daf, so we'll try to get in as much as we can, but we might have to spend just time reading the daf itself. Tanya Hari Remeir Omer Minayin Shibamidash Adam Modin Ba Modinlo. How do we know that in the way that a person measures others or measures his own actions, that's how Hashem measures the what he's going to do, mida keneged mida, in terms of schar va'onesh. Shenemar b'sasa'a b'shalcha terivena. In a specific measure, we will have the riv, the argument with us. One of the mothers, so the Sefer Charedim is quoted as saying that really, mida keneged mida is a chesed to Am Yisrael. You know, it gives us a chance to do tshuva. If we just get a punishment for out of the blue, we have no idea what it's connected to. But if it's dafka bida keneged bida, then we know exactly where we have to improve. Ainli ela sa'ah. I only know that a sa'ah, which Rashi says means the big averus. Then when you have mida keneged mida, minayin la rabos tarka v'chatzi tarka ka v'chatzi ka rova v'chatzi rova. Tuban v'uchla, right? These tiny little measurements. Tuban v'uchla is 1/16 and 1/32. How do I know even the tiny little measurements have mida, tiny little averus have mida keneged mida? Minayin, tamalomar ki kol sa'on so'ein barash. That part's like every sa'ah, you know, gets measured. Uminayin shekol prutu pruta mitztarefes l'cheshvin gadol. And how do I know that Hashem sometimes does not punish right away, but He saves him up, but He's not a vatran. Is that a vatrin? Ultimately, if they're all mitzvah, if they all combine, we're going to get it for all of them. Tamalomar, achas la'achas, limso cheshbon. One by one, limso cheshbon, to have a cheshbon, to add him up and have the cheshbon. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, there are different chasdei Hashem. Number one, that He does not punish us right away. Number two, even when He finally punishes us, He doesn't punish us totally, but He puts a number of others together and gives some type of punishment related to all of them. V'chein matzidu besota. And also we find by Sota, continues the Brisa, Sheva Mida Shemada Taba, Mother Tula. In the way that she behaved, she was behaved, it happened to her. He to Sahir the Brisa Lisuaf. He Al Pesach Besal Eroslo. She stood at the front of her house to be seen. Lafika Kohen Ma'amita Al Sharniknar Umara Kilona Lakol. Therefore the Kohen stands her at Sharniknar and shows her embarrassment to all. He Pirsalo Sudarin Na'in Al Rosha. She put nice clothing on her head, nice silks. Lefika Kohen notal kippa me'al rosha. Therefore, the Kohen takes the kippa from her head and messes up her hair. Umanicha tachas agleha and puts it under her feet. He kishta lo paneah. She beautified her face. Lefika paneah marikos. Therefore, we mess up her face. He kichla lo einah. She put makeup on her eyes. Lefika einah baltos. That's why her eyes blow up in the after the shtia. He kalo asira. She braided her hair. Lefika koin sozer asira. So the kohen messes up her hair. He harasa lo beetzba. She hinted to him with her finger, meaning she convinced him to come with her biyichud in seclusion with her finger. Lefika tziparnei noshor. That's why her fingernails fall out in the process of the shtia. He chagra lo betzilzol. She wrapped herself in a belt to beautify herself. Lefichach, as we had yesterday, Kohen may be cheva mitzri. So the Kohen brings his own rope, the koshla lamala midadeha, and ties up her clothing with a rope. He pashtalo es yirecha. She spread out her thigh ba'avera. Lefichach yirecha nofalas. That's why her thigh is punished in the shtia. Again, it falls apart. He kibalto al kresa. She accepted the boel on her stomach. Lefichach mitratzava, so her stomach also blows up. He finishing up now. He chachilaso ma'adani olam. She fed him beautiful foods. Lefichach karbana ma'achal behema. So instead, we give her animal food. We give her animal food. We don't give her animal food. Her karban is animal food. What do you mean her karban? Most karban minchas in the world, most karban minchas come from flour. From wheat flour, but a few karbanas come from barley flour. One of them is the karban sota. Karban sota comes from barley flour because we assume wheat is human consumption, and barley is for animal consumption. So this is one of them. What's the other one? Karban ha'omer. Karban ha'omer brought on the second day of Pesach, and all of the Bali Musar, I'll give it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan, is not known as one of the Bali Musar, but he quotes this thought from the Bali Musar. The Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchas is Sefiras HaOmer. It's in Tav Pei Tes, where he quotes the Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim, whether Sefiras HaOmer today is a Din D'Oraisa or not. Rov Rishonim, Tosfos, and others quote that it's a Din D'Rabbanan. After all, the Sefiras HaOmer, you're counting from the Karban HaOmer. If you don't have the Karban HaOmer, then it's not going to be D'Oraisa. That's what Rov Rishonim say. But the Rambam says, no, it's Daraisa. It's Daraisa today. Right? I after Achashocha, but there's no carbon. Heck, the Rambam holds this, it didn't Daraisa, it counts Sfira today. There's no carbon. So you might say, oh, it means the mitzvahs count from the day that you bring the Omer. But you're not bringing the Omer. But the Mechayiv is there. Reb Chaim says, the Mechayiv of the Omer is there. You just can't bring it. Right? Because the Rambam paskins that Lushitaso. The Rambam paskins, you can bring carbonis bezmanaseh, even without a base of Mikdash. If we would be Tahar, and we would have the big day kahuna, and we know where the Mizbeach should go, all those other, but you don't, not even carbonis bezmanaseh, afa bishin mizbeach banui, the Rambam paskins. So the Bechayiv is there, even though we can't break it. That's Reb Chaim. But it says the Aruch HaShulchan, really, it's maybe it's because of this, of the Aruch Drush. It's, you're right, we don't have the carbon. But, afa gab da'ata in carbon yeshloma di ikra svira lamatan Torah, kamoshimoni yisromi kodem, lafia medrash. We bring a carbon at the beginning of our counting, May Omer Seorim, Ubitsofo Mechitim, the beginning of the Omer, on day 2, we bring the carbon Omer, which is made out of barley. On day 50, on Shavuos, we bring the Shtei HaLechem, which is made out of wheat. Lahoros to build the Torah, anachnu kibehemos nidme. Shema achal and saorin, kamo shamer besota, shakar besota hubin asaorim. Right, just like the carbon sota comes from animal fodder. Right, and that's the message of Sfiras Omer. We're going from the level of behema. We just got out of Mitzrayim. Right, on Yitzias Mitzrayim that day. We were just on the Memtes Shari Tuma. We didn't do much right after that on day one after we left Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So we have a whole process going from the level of Achal Behema to Machal Adam. So similar here, and Isha Sota also, her carbon is a Machal Behema. So those are the two of the more well-known carbon minchas that are out of Seorim, Sota, and carbon Ha'omer. Okay, continuing now the Braisa of Mida Kenegan Mida. He hishkasehu yayin mishubach bekosos mishubachim. She gave her boel to drink beautiful tasting wine in beautiful kosos. Laficha kohen mashkem amayim hamorim v'mikidah shocheres. So that's why the kohen takes bitter water and puts it into an earthenware kli. Again, mida keneged mida. He asta b'seiser. She acted in private. Yoshev b'seiser elyon samba upon him. So the one who is the ultimate private, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, he is some punim on her. What is some b'punim? So Rashi in the Marsha. Rashi says, fourth line, panai, some b'punim panai li parmimena. Hashem turns his face to spend time to deal with her. Some b'punim, Hashem literally puts his face. V'samti anias panai. Some b'punim. The Marsha says, no, maybe it's another pshat. Some b'punim means that the Vlad that's born out of the znus looks like the father. So some b'panim, he's mefarsim. She acts in private, but Hashem is mefarsim what happened by making the baby look like the father, and then everybody's going to know who the Vlad came from. So that's why she acted b'seiser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalit by being mefarsim the noef. Shenamar, where do you see that from? The ein noef shamra neshef. The eye of the adulterer guarded the night. Leimar lo tushereni ayin. Nobody's going to see me. Bechulu. Davar acher, different pshat. He asta b'seiser hamaka pirsma begalui. Similar idea. She acted in private. Hashem publicizes it. Shemar tuchases sina b'mashaon. Somebody covers up their sina with trickery, deceit. Tigale ra'aso b'kahal. Tigale. The ra'a will be revealed in public. Period. So now we get back to what we said before this brisa. The bottom of the previous Amid spoke about all these different psukim that not only big averas have mida connected mida, but small averas, and Hashem has them all up. So what do you need all these? What do you need two psukim for big averas and small averas? Just say small averas. And what do you need the pasuk for small averas anyway? Just say the last pasuk of everything is combined. So you know everything is, even the small averas, one is mida connected mida by. So that's the Gemara now. Once we have the puzzle of achas la'achas limso cheshbon, which we had on the previous amud, that every single avera Hashem holds, even though he doesn't punish us right away, but he adds it all up. So kikol sa'on v'sa'on barash lamalis. What do you need that pasuk for? Which says Hashem gives mida keneged mida for every little avera. What do you mean? Once we know that it's all added up, so obviously the assumption of that is every little avera has a mida keneged mida connected to it. So the Gemara says likimida. Likimida. No, because it does not. The message is not just every avera we get punished for, even the little averas, but we get mida keneged mida by every specific little avera, not just a commensurate punishment, but specifically a midah keneged midah punishment.
The punishment for being the Chal Shabbos is skila. The punishment for worshipping Ov is also skila.
The punishment for, there are many skilas.
How could that be midah keneged midah?
So how could midah keneged midah be, let's say, Ol Chayvim Mises Bezen? Meaning if there are 45 Averas that get skila, how could they be midah keneged midah? So maybe there are other aspects of life besides the actual Chayvim Mises Bezen, that's the midah keneged midah. Might be other Yisurin, right? All of these are Yisurin that she gets, right? These aren't the ultimate Misa,
so but every this is the exception.
What do you mean? This is all Mita Keneged Mita. This is the example. This
right.
is the
This is the exception to the rule.
No, I'm saying, but ultimately, her death is one of Mita Keneged Mita. But every step of the way, as I would say, besides the actual Chai Misa's Chi of Misa's Bezdin, see, throughout the life, or maybe in Olam Habo, like we had earlier, that Tosfos is also going to be a Mita Keneged Mita. Right, there can't be 365 different, actually 365 different ways of the ends for each different Avera. You didn't build a Makas, you're going to fall off a Makas. And you didn't build a, you are Shatnez, so, you know, so it's sometimes it's hard for us to understand the Mida Keneged Mida, but we believe that there is. Now we're going backwards from Pasuk 2 to Pasuk 1 that we had earlier. Once we have a Pasuk that says we get Mita Keneged Mita for every little Avera, at least what do you need the Pasuk that teaches me for the big Averas? We have Mita Keneged Mita. You know what you use that Pasuk for the following Chazal. Hashem doesn't make a nation pay until it's their time. Until their time is complete, and then, in one fell swoop, he punishes them. Shenemar, b'sasa b'shalcha terivena, v'chulu. He does it in one fell swoop. He punishes nations. Ain't is that really true? What do you mean? V'hamar Rava. Rava says, shlosha kosos amurs b'mitzrayim. There are three kosos, and a kos in Tanakh is always a kos shel per anus. There are three kosos that were served up to Mitzrayim. Meaning they were punished at three stages in history. Lama, achash ashasas, B'yimei Moshe, V'achash Yosef B'yimei Paro Necho, right, during Moshe Rabbeinu, the Makkos, Paro Necho, during the time of Nebuchadnezzar beat Mitzrayim, V'achash Yosef Lishtos Imcha Vavseha. And ultimately, they're ultimately going to be punished as well. So you see that a nation is not punished at one fell swoop at the end of their history. You see, Mitzrayim was punished in three stages. Right, the time of Moshe, the time of Paro Necho, and La'asu Lavo. So you see, it doesn't happen all at, once. The chitema, there's something to say on that, but well, just to mention now, right? So the three kosos. So where does this come up? Comes up in Arve Psachim. The Yerushalmi at the beginning of Arve Psachim quotes Dalet Kosos Minayin. It's the marker for Dalet Kosos. Why don't we have Dalet Kosos on the Seder night? So the famous one, which Rashi and the Rashbam both quote at the beginning of Arve Psachim, is Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Benaya Keneged Arba'a Geulos. They quote Arba Lashonos of Geula. Arba Geulos, Vosezi Visati Vigalati Vilakati. But then the Yerushalmi has three more days. Number two, Reb Shuben Levi Amar Kineged Dalid Kozo Shaparu. It says the word Kos four times in the story of the Tzara Mashkim. And Kineged that, we have Dalid Kosos at the Seder. Right? So that's what we're being referred to here. Shlosha Kosos was three in Mitzrayim plus the fourth one at Birchaz Hamazon. That's what the Mefarshim put it in. Number three over there, Kineged Dalet Malchius. Number four, Rabbanan Army, Kineged Dalet Kosos, Shal Peranus, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Asad L'Hashkos Ezumos Ha'Ola. But that's the, so this is alluded to here, the Shlosh HaKosos immersed with Mitzrayim, but at the beginning of the Yerushalmi, in Arvei Psachim, in the 10th parak, it lists this as one of the sources for Dalet Kosos. I'll just leave it as a question. If you look in Rashi Adaf Kufchesim Sachim, he quotes this reason. He quotes the Dalet Kosos by Yosef. So why, at the beginning of Arvei Psachim, Rashi quotes the Dalet Kosos of Geula, and Daf Kuf, that's Tzadik Tes, and Daf Kufchesim Sachim, Kufchesim and Aleph, he quotes the other reason. So, just leave it as a question for now. Remember it next Pesach. V'chitema. So what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that, getting back to the question of the Gemara, the Braisa said that Hashem only pays back a nation when it's the final stage and he punishes the nation in one fell swoop. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Mitzrayim is punished in three stages. Three stages Mitzrayim has punished it. So now we continue. V'chitema, and if you want to say, Hanach azdu v'hani achrini ninhu, and if you want to say, really, it's a different Mitzrayim. It's a different Mitzrayim. The first Mitzrayim is finished. So that Mitzrayim got its punishment in one stage. The Mitzrayim in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, that's a different Mitzrayim. They're all different Mitzrayim. So Vahatanya, that can't be because of the following Tosefta. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin, Ger HaMitzri, Hayali Chaver, Midah Midi Rabbi Akiva. I had a friend named Min Yamin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I had a friend named Min Yamin who was a Ger Mitzri, who was an Egyptian convert. Omar, Min Yamin, Ger HaMitzri, and he told me, my friend Min Yamin told me, Ani Mitzri Rishon. I am a first generation Mitzri, meaning I converted from Egypt, being Egyptian. V'nasasi mitzvah rishona. And I married a woman who was also a first generation convert. And that's mutter. Two mitzri rishonas are mutter to marry each other. Asila b'ni mitzvah shniya. My son, who is a second generation mitzri, I'll have him marry a second generation female mitzri. Kidei she'e ben b'ni mutter lava bakal. So that their child will be a third generation mitzri and then will be mutter to marry a full Jew. Right, as the pasuk says in Kiseitse, Banim Hashem Yivodu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yovel Lehem Bikal Hashem. So he says, I'm a first generation. I'm going to get my daughter to I'm going to get my son to marry a second generation. Because as Rashi points out, if my son, who's a second generation, marries a first generation, then that child is a second generation anyway. It doesn't help. So you got to have two second generations mitzris, convert mitzris, in order to get a third, and that third generation will be Mutru Lava Bakal. But what do you see from this whole discussion? That this it's the same Egyptian minyam in the time of the Tanaim, the same. Isra applies. So it's all the same generation. You can't say it's a different nation of Mitzrayim. So you see, it's all the same generation. So let's finish the question first. So Ella, the Gemara answers, Ella, Ian Barachi, Edmar, you're right. Don't say, the Chazal does not mean that Hashem does not pay up a nation until the final stage, but Amar b'chinen of our Papa, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaMelech, Acha Shilucho. Every king is paid up in one fell swoop. It goes by the king and not by the nation. So obviously there are different king, different paros in all of these time periods. Okay. Rashi here points out, middle of that Rashi, Asi, look right across, in the middle of that Rashi, it says, Minyamin. My Gemara is across from the asterisk for Hatanya. Rashi says, Minyamin lesle hada amar bebrachas. Minyamin didn't have the Mesorah of what it says in Brachas, that Sancherev mixed up all the nations. Nowadays, right, if you meet somebody on the street and he says he's a chivi, you don't have a chiv to kill him. Because you don't trust, you know, right? Sancherev mixed up all the nations. Shekvar olav sancherev bilgabal es kol umos. So Minyamin didn't hold to that. He didn't have such a Mesorah. That's why he said, I have a Mesorah. I'm a real Mitzri. And Rabbi Akiva told him, Minyamin, you're wrong. Ta'ita, shekvar less than karva bilbel. So Minyamin obviously didn't have this Mesoras, therefore he, that's why he said, I am a Mitzri. Related to this, we mentioned in the past, but in Yonah Diyoma, so we'll mention it again, and just to add on the one part I mentioned by Shalash Shudas as well. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Malachim, in Perek Hey, Perek Hei Ilchus Malachim, Halacha Dalet. Mitzvah asay lahachrim shiva amamin. It's a mitzvah daraisa to wipe out the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael that we offered for them to leave, and they didn't leave. And mitzvah asay to wipe them out. Shneamar hachrim tachrimim. To wipe them out. V'chol shebal yado echad mehen v'lo harago. If you meet somebody and we don't kill him, hariza over below asay. That's a hard mitzvah for us to understand. It's hard in our society to understand it. But if you meet a chivi down the street on the street, hi, how are you? I'm sorry, I have to kill you. Right, that's what if we don't kill them, we're mavata the losa say. What the losa say? Shema losa chayik kol neshama. The Rambam adds v'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. After he writes this, there's a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations. They don't exist anymore. Kfar avdu zichram, as Rashi here says, Sancherev was mavav with all the umos. We don't have them anymore. We don't have any of these nations anymore. The very next halacha, v'chein mitzvah say la'abed zera amalek shene'emar timcha zichra amalek. There's a mitzvah say to wipe out the seed of Amalek. A mitzvah say liskar tamid to remember what he did to us. Period. Without the last three words of a kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Right? So is that, should the halachas be read in light of each other? Right, so the second halacha is read in the light of the first halacha, so Moshe Soloveitchik says no. He says it's miduyuk, because the Shiva Amamin, that's a pure biological issue, they don't exist anymore. But Rosh Soloveitchik quotes Reb Chaim as saying, I'm not sure if it was Shem Reb Chaim or himself, Rosh Soloveitchik says in Halacha Hey, the Rambam Dafka does not say V'kfar Av Zichron by Amalek, because Amalek exists today as well. There are two kinds of Amalek. There's the Halachic Amalek, there's the biological Amalek, and there's the Halachic Amalek. Biological Amalek, is they don't exist anymore, V'kfar Av Zichron. But then there's the Halachic Amalek, and that is any nation that has in their charter that the Jewish people cannot exist, that they say they cannot have their own existence. That they have the status of Amalek. Throughout the generations, there's been Amalek, and they still exist. Adayom Azer, Rachman al-Islam. That's the Majuk and the Rambam, right? They don't exist, even though Sancheriv was Mevawa Kol Umos. Amalek still exists. And just to mention what I mentioned, that Shal Shudis, it is Chafkas Iyar. So to mention one point related, and that is Reb Nevin Zal writes in Parshas Bamidbar in the third Sicha that in the first original fight with Moshe Rabbeinu and Amalek, so the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says Anochi Nitzav Al Rosh HaGiva. I'm going to stand on the top of the mountain, Rosh HaGiva. So that's Reb Nevin Zal. What do you mean HaGiva? We weren't talking about any specific mountain. It's Rosh Giva. What do you mean Rosh HaGiva? The Giva? Whenever it says mountain, Stam in the Torah, usually means one mountain. Har HaMoria. That's what it usually means. Stam mountain in the Torah is Har HaMoria. Right? By the Akedah and by many, by Yaakov's dream. So Machar Nelson needs a Rosh HaGiva, so it must be related to Har HaMoria. So Rav Nevazal quotes the Ari HaKadosh, who says, L'chol Orech Nidude Yisrael Bamidbar, throughout the years of the Midbar, there was Novasa Aleim Kedushas Har HaMoria. There was an existence, it wasn't the real Har HaMoria that was traveling with them, but there was a Bechina of Har HaMoria that traveled with them. And whenever they set up the Mishkan, it was as if it was on Har HaMoria. So therefore, says Rav Nevin Zal, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to be on Har HaMoria, when you're fighting Amalek, there's a connection. Moshe Rabbeinu is really saying, I'm going to be on Rosh HaGiva, Rosh HaGiva. Rosh HaGiva also, he says, is Gematria Yerushalayim. Rosh HaGiva is Gematria Yerushalayim, they're both 586. So Rosh HaGiva is a connection to Yerushalayim. So you see, in the first fight of Amalek, there was a connection to Yerushalayim. And then he continues and quotes Rav Nachim, from Zechor Levracha, from the Mir, who says that if you do the math, Bnei Yisrael got the Torah on Vav Sivan, which the Gemara Shabbos says was a Shabbos. They came on Rosh Chodesh to the Midbar. That was a few days earlier. When was the fight with Amalek? It says right before, by Yisum Meir Fidim. So Rav Nachum says, if you work out the math, it was the Friday, not worth the math. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, during the fight against Amalek, he stopped the sun and the moon, just like Yeshua stopped the sun and the moon. Why Yeshua stopped the sun and the moon, the Medrash says? Because it was Erev Shabbos. He didn't want them to have to fight on Shabbos. So Lechora, says Rav Nachum, the fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you have to stop the sun and the moon? It must be because also he didn't want them to fight on Shabbos. It was the Friday before. So if Vav Sivan is the following Shabbos, the previous Friday is Chav Ches Iyar. So Chav Ches Iyar, then, in those days, was the fight against Amalek, and it had to do with Yerushalayim. 41 years ago today, we also had a fight with Amalek, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, led the way, helped us get back Yerushalayim, also on Chav Ches Iyar. So again, everything is a Siyata D'Shmaya, with the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding history. But it all has to do with the Deek and the Rambam, but the Rambam says that by Amalek, the halakha of Sancheriv was Mevalba, called the Umos, does not apply. Okay, let's continue now. Daf Yomi always connects. Shez the Gemara. Ameimar Masud Alaha Duravichinana Bar Papa Aha. Ameimar said the line of Chanina Bar Papa that Hashem brings the punishment on nations in one stage based on the following pasuk. My dechsev ani Hashem ki ani Hashem lo shenisi. I am Hashem and I don't repeat. V'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem and you b'nei Yaakov I don't destroy. Ani Hashem lo shenisi lo ikesi lo uma v'shenisi lo. I never do hit a nation in two steps. V'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem and you b'nei Yaakov I did not destroy. Haina dechsev chitzei achalabam. Chitzei kalim behin enen kalim. My arrows I will finish in you. My arrows will be finished, but you will not be finished. One Ben Yehoyada and one Rav Soloveitchik. The Ben Yehoyada says, what do you mean my arrows will be finished? So says the Ben Yehoyada, give you a mashal. Let's say a father says to a mashal of melech, l'chalas al bano, a king gets very upset at his son, and he swears he's going to throw a big rock at him. So then he says, 1 minute, I'm going to throw a rock at my son, so he's going to die. But I made a shavu, I have to throw a rock at my son. So what should I do? Ah, I have a great idea. I'm going to break the rock into tiny little pieces. So then, every day I'll throw part of it at my son. So, ultimately, when the whole thing is finished, I will have thrown a rock at my son, but he won't get hurt. It's fine, wonderful. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Kadosh Baruch Hu got very upset at us. He says, what am I going to do with my people? What am I going to do with Am Yisrael? They abandoned me. They left me. So, I have to destroy them. What am I going to do? I'm going to make the arrows into smaller arrows. So I'm going to give them Yisur, and I'm going to give them Saras throughout. So that the arrows will, and the tzaris will be finished, but the Am Yisrael won't be finished. Because Am Yisrael is that son that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so much, he doesn't want to hurt them, but he has to bring these punishments, so he breaks them up into little pieces, so like chitzay achalabam, but he does not destroy them. Related to this is a thought that we've said a while ago, I've said it in a long time, from Rav Soloveitchik, related to Tisha B'Av, and that is Shabbos Nachamu. Why are we so happy? What kind of nachamah do we have Shabbos Nachamu? We're always so happy, we have the concerts. We didn't get the Beis HaMikdash back yet. Go back even further. Why are we already a little happy, or not even happy, but comforted, Tisha B'Av afternoon? Tisha B'Av afternoon, already there's a different sense. We sit on chairs, we put on tefillin, we put the Aron Kodesh back, the paroches. What changed? Well, this terrible, terrible for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden, Tisha B'Av afternoon, we're already breathing a little clearer. We're doing. So what's going on? So says Rav Soloveitchik. Why it bedafka starts? The nechama bedafka starts Tisha B'Av afternoon when the fire started getting bigger. Right? We know the tenth of Av was the real burning. So the afternoon of the Tisha B'Av was the fire is getting bigger. So Rav Soloveitchik says that's the point, because before Tisha B'Av we didn't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to get rid of the Beis HaMikdash or get rid of us. Because really, who deserves punishment? What, the sticks and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash? No, we deserve punishment. So before that, we didn't know. Right when the fire started to get bigger on the Beis HaMikdash itself, we realized Hashem is never going to abandon us. Chitzay achalabam. But we are not going to be nichla, and therefore, that's the nechama that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, and we see He's never going to abandon his nation. The very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. The entire character of Tisha B'Av changes. I just read from Rabbi Schachter's Sefer on Tisha B'Av, quoting all the thoughts of Rav Soloveitchik. Okay. Let's continue. So that's Chitzay HaChalabah. Amar Rav Amnuna. Hashem does not pay back a person until he's got his fill. Many times we see the wicked have an easy life, so don't worry, they'll get it in Olam Haba. Shneamar, bimlo os sifko yetzer lo. When he has his fill, then it'll be tzaris to him. V'chulu. Dersh of chinen abar papa, mayin tachsev, ranin tzadikim Hashem, la yasharim navasihila, tzadikim singin Hashem, to those who are yashar, navasihila, it's beautiful to sing. Al tikri nava, tehila, ela neve, tehila. Have an allusion to neve. Neve is an abode and a sanctuary. Ze Moshe v'david, shelo sholtu son eyim b'ma'aseyim. This is allusion to Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, who the enemy did not have any power over their structures. David dechsiv tavu ba'art shalreha, the gates of Ir David, the gates of David's palace and city, Rashi quotes the Midrashim, they were swallowed up into the grounds. They were never destroyed. The gates that David HaMelech built, David HaMelech obviously did not build the Beis HaMikdash, that was destroyed, but the gates of Ir David, they were swallowed up into the ground. And Moshe, when Moshe built the Mishkan, the Mishkan. Damar Mar, Mishanivna Mikdash, Rishon, Nignaz, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Oal Moed, Kurashav, Uvrichav, Amudav, Adonav, all the sticks, and the hooks, and the boards, and the sockets, they were all put away. Amazingly, I mentioned this at the dinner a few weeks ago, that, right, the Mishkan, unlike the Batei Mikdash, the grand, beautiful Beis HaMikdash, they were destroyed. The little old Mishkan, which was built originally, that was never destroyed. That was never destroyed. The Aron was taken in the time of Shiloh, but the Mishkan was never destroyed. As the Gemara here says, it was put away. If you look in the Sfarno, the first Sfarno on Parshas Pekudei, he notes this. He says, "Lo nafal davar mehem biyad ha'oyvim," and he explains, it goes into a little bit why, what's unique about the Mishkan. What's unique about the Mishkan? But the Mishkan was never destroyed. The Batei Mikdash were destroyed, but there was something special about the Mishkan. Maybe it was the original connection, the original relationship. The Sfarno has his own pshat. What the uniqueness of the Mishkan was, but it's something to think about, that the Mishkan was never destroyed. Even maybe it's more tsanua than the other Batei Mikdash. But the Mishkan, as the Gemara here says, was never destroyed. Heichal, where was it hidden? Amr of Chizta, Amr of Imi, Tachas Bechila Shal Heichal. Under the Heichal. So one of the Achronim suggests, why Dafka Moshe and David? Why was their buildings not destroyed? So the Binyan Ariel says, why? Kimasha masi ha'adam enim kayamim la'ad, humitam kimaseim kamohem. Why do projects that we build, they don't last forever? Because we don't last forever. We cannot create something that's going to be, that has going to be more qualitatively different than us. So if we build something, we don't live forever. So the things that we built cannot live forever. But Moshe and David, they're kayim la'at. David HaMelech, David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Lomeis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took him up. David says, it says Vayom HaShem Moshe, but that's only, Chazal say, doesn't really mean that. Right? Moshe Kayim, as it's going to say later on in Sota. So, because Moshe and David never died, so their items never died as well. What about Yaakov Avinu? There are a couple of other people, Lomeis. So, if they would have built something also, would have been forever. Tanu Rabbanon, Vayter, Sota Nasna Einel B'Mishenu Roila. A Sota put her eyes with somebody who was not fit for her, meaning a different man. Masha Bikshalonitela, what she seeked, she did not get, meaning she's Asura now to her Boel, Umasha Biyadanatulu Mimena, and she's Asura to her husband. Shekola Nosinainav, Bamesha Ina Shalo, anyone who puts his eyes with something that is not his, Masha Bivaki, she Nosin Lo, Umasha Biyadan, Noslin, Heimenu. What he wants, he doesn't get, and what he has, he loses, right? The dog that's going over the water with the fish in his mouth. One of the Aesop's fables. What is that? He sees the reflection of the fish. He tries to get the fish. He drops his own fish. Right? What he has, he loses, and what he wants to get, he doesn't get. Right? That's the everything's in Shas right here. V'chein matzinu benachash akadmoni. Who else tried to get things that wasn't theirs, and therefore they even lost what they had? The nachash, the snake. Shenosan eina v'mash eina roilo. He also put his eyes with which was not fit for him. Masha bikish lo nasnu lo, what he seeked he did not get, that was Chava. Umasha biyadonatlu mimenu, and what was in his hand already was taken from him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was taken, we'll see. Ani amarti yehe melech al kol behem avachaya. I had a plan, says Hashem, that the snake should be the highest out of all the animals. What do you mean the highest? Rashi says, what do you mean the highest of all the animals? Rashi says he was Arum. He was Arum, so he was supposed to be the Melech, right? Rashi says, the second line, Shalakach also Arum Mikol. Big discussion in the Mefarshim, what does Arum mean? Does it just mean sly? Does it mean wise? Right? I mean, the snake is called Arum. So the Mefarshim gives different shatim, what was exactly the status of the snake? If you look at the Radak, we have the Radak on Sefer Bereishis. The Radak on Sefer Bereishis asks, "Ish Yishol, Amiras Hanachash Leisha Echaya. How did the snake talk to the Nachash? Sorry, how did the snake talk to Chava? The Imaya Derech Moface. Was it a Moface? Was it a Nase? So why didn't it say Vayiftach Hashem as Pi Hanachash? Just like it says Vayiftach Hashem as Pi Haaton. Hashem opened up the donkey by Bilam. So if it was a Nase here, why doesn't it say Hashem open? It just says Vayomer Hanachash. Just like regular." Number one, V'im k'deri Rav Sadi, and if it's like Rav Sadi Yagon, that it was just a malach talking in the mouth of the snake, so why was Chava punished? It was all the malach's fault. Why was the snake punished? Right, Lomanis kala nachash, v'och ichi, and how is the malach trying to convince, what is that, it's like the satan with Eov, by trying to get them to sin? Ech yasi malach ha'isha la'avor mitzvah sakel, v'on ma'in l'nachash, why do you pick the snake then? V'loman nemer v'nachash ha'ya'arum, if it was just the malach teaching. So I don't like that shot either. Number three, V'yesh Omrim, says the Radak, Ki Anachash Lo Diber. Maybe the Nachash didn't talk at all. Ela B'tziftzuf Ramaz Le'isha. Maybe the snake just went next to the tree and was slithering and trying to be Merames, but it didn't speak at all. And it just says Diber because just to, it was as if it was Diber. So he quotes all these different Pshatim. The big kasha that all the Rishonim there deal with is, did the Nachash have Das? The other animals didn't have das. Did the Nachash have das? And if the Nachash did have das, it should have had its own stage of creation. Right? Because every stage of creation gets more and more das. That's why Isha is last. Right? After Adam. Because Isha has been in Yisera. Right? So that's why So all the Rishonim discuss give their own shot. The Abarbanel, if you never saw it before, please look at it. It's fascinating. He says the whole thing was a dream. The whole thing was inside Chava's head. There wasn't really a Nachash. Wasn't really a Nachash. It was all a dream. She was imagining this, the Taiva, and the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah. Even though the Mefarshim say that there was no Yetzirah inside a person at that time. But equally, look at the Abarbanel. He says it was all a dream. Shanachash lo diber klal leisha leisha love. But it was all in her head. Okay, we got to go. But that was the, that's related to the Arum. The Arum, what the what the word Ara means. So that's what Rashi here says. Hashem says, I wanted to make you king on all the animals. V'achshav arur hu mikol habeimah mikol chayzah. Now you can be more cursed than anyone. Ani amarti yahalech b'koma zakufa. I said you should go with a koma zakufa. Right. Some of Farshim say that means he had legs. Achshav al-gachono telech. Now you got to walk, go on your stomach. Ani amarti yimacholo ma'achal adam. I said you used to eat whatever people used to eat. Achshav afar yochal, now you gotta eat dirt. Hu amar aroges adam ve'esas chava. He said, I'll kill Adam and I'll marry Chava. Right? Achshav, eva ashes bein cho vein ha'isho vein zarcha vein zara. Now everybody hates you. Everybody hates the snakes. Why did the Nachash think that he would kill Adam and marry Chava? Right? Rashi asked this on Al Torah. Rashi asked this in Paragimel Pasuk Tezvav on Bereishis. But, so why did he convince Chava to eat? He should have convinced Adam to eat. If he gives Chava, wouldn't Chava eat first? So what do you mean Chava's gonna live and Adam's gonna die? So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal says on that Rashi, no, because wives always get their husbands first. So that's why she went to Chava was gonna be the easier one to convince. So he thought that Chava would give Adam first. The Ben Yoyada says no. He knew that they were supposed to have kids, so they couldn't die right away. So he figured that they would both eat, but then Adam would die right after he was with her, with Chava, and Chava would live, and he would have some time to convince. But the last shot is the Marsha, unbelievable. The Marsha thought, and this is what some Rishonim ask, the Marsha thought that Chava was not mitzuven not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, because Chava didn't exist yet when they got the tzivui. Chava was only a rib, or a tail, or whatever, the other side of the face. Adam got the tzivui, not Chava. So he thought Chava didn't get the tzivui, so only Adam, so go to Chava to convince. He was wrong. Chava also got the tzivui. Chava was included in Adam at the time of the tzivui. But that's what the Marsha suggests, what the mistake of the snake was. So now we have other people who tried to get more than they had, and they even lost what they had. V'korach, Bilam, V'doeg, V'achitofel. We don't have time to go through all of these. Look, remember these stories in Tanakh. V'gechazi, V'avshalom, the son of David, V'adoniyahu, the one who tried to become king, beginning of Malachim, V'uziyahu, V'haman, Shenasu, Enev, Mashi, and Arayelahem. All these people tried to put their eyes with what was not theirs. Mashi, Bikshalon, Itan Lahem, U'mashi, Biyadam, Natsluhu, Mehem. Okay, getting back to the Midah Keneged Midah of the Mishnah. How do we know that the thigh is the one that's affected first? Two different sukkim. One says the stomach first, one says the thigh first. So Amar Abaya, when the Kohen curses the woman and says, if you're guilty, this is what's going to happen to you, he says the thigh first. But when the water actually is bodeker, it does it through the way it's in. Betan Beresha. First it goes into the stomach and the intestines, v'hadu yarech, and then afterwards into the thigh, the way it goes in. So Gemara says, 1 minute, v'kolanami siv latzpos betan milan pul yarech. Also by the curse, it says that the stomach is going to blow up first. No, ahu demoda la koin de betan beresha, v'hadu yarech. No, the koin curses the thigh first. But the koin just lets her know that the stomach's going to blow up first. Kadesh lo lohotzi laza mayim amarim. So that she doesn't think, hey, it just happened. It's a coincidence. It's a coincidence, it just happened. No, my stomach blew up first. Ha, you were wrong. Unbelievable. Just like the one we had back in Brachas Daf Dalet. If it's 12:01, oh, it wasn't Makas Bechoros. All the firstborns happen to die at 12:01. That's why it's Kachatzos, not Bachatzos. Here too, the woman's blowing up right after she drank this water. But if the stomach goes before the thigh, oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. Amazing. When people don't want to believe, right, they put this with the Gemara in Brachas. Mishnah. Shimshon halacha, right, and put that with the Ramban, with the east wind by the Kriyas Yamsuf. Shem made an east wind, so people could also think, ah, it just happened. It was a big wind today. Shimshon halacha reinov. Shimshon followed his eyes. Therefore, the plishtim knocked out his eyes. Shneimar vayochazuhu plishtim vaynakru is enav. Avshalom niska abesar. Avshalom was haughty about his hair. Leficha nidla besayra. That's why when they were chasing him, he got caught on the tree. In his hair. Ulavishabal Esar Pilakshi Aviv, and since he lived with the 10 Pilakshim of his father, even though he was convinced to do that by others, but because he did that, Lafira Nasru Bo Esar Lun Vios, he had 10 spears that went through him. Shnemar Vayisobo Esar Anashim Nosei Klei Yoav. Lafishagonav Gimel Genevos Lev Aviv, Velev Bezim, Velev Yisrael, because he stole three hearts, as the psukim there in Shmuel Beis describe, the heart of his father. He tricked his father. He tricked Bezdin, and he tricked the Jews. Right? He said, "I'm going to Hebron just to bring Karbanis," and he really was setting up a new kingdom. Lefichach nisku bo gimel shvatim. That's why also three types of spears went into him. Shneimar veikach shlosha shvatim bekapo veiskeim b'lev avshalom. Period. V'chein leinyan hatova. Not only does mida keneged mida work for averus, but also for mitzvahs. Miriam imtina lemoshe sha'achas. Miriam waited an hour for Moshe. Tosfos on the next omit says maybe not an hour, maybe less than an hour. Either way, sha'achas, a few moments. Shneimar v'teisatza v'achosem irachog, that she waited there. Lefichach nis'akvul Yisrael zayin yom b'midbar. Because she waited a little bit, all of Klal Yisrael waited a week in the midbar when she got saras. V'shneimar v'ha'am lo nasa ad he'asef Miriam. Continuing. Yosef zacha likbar aviv. Why Yosef was zochet to bury his father? The ein ba'achiv gadol mimenu, and he was the greatest of the brothers at the time. Shneimar v'yal Yosef l'gvaras aviv, v'yalu imo gam rechav gam parashim. Everybody went with him. Milano gadol mi Yosef shlonis asik bo l'moshe. Yosef atzadik. He buried his father. Moshe Rabbeinu buries Yosef. Moshe zacha ba'atzmos Yosef. Moshe buried Yosef. Ein b'yisrael gadol mimenu, and nobody was greater than Moshe. Shneimar v'yikach Moshe. It's atzmos Yosef imo. Mi gadol mi Moshe shlonis asik bo ela hamakom. Hashem is Osek in the Kfura of Moshe. Shneimar v'yikvor oso ba'gai. Lo al Moshe b'lvad amr. The Mishnah ends off this not only applies by Moshe. Does Hashem Osek in the Kfura? Ela al kol ha'tzadikim shneimar v'halech l'fanecha tzidkecha kvod Hashem yasvecha. That the Kadosh Baruch was involved in all burial of all tzadikim. Ask the Marsha. So what was unique about Moshe Rabbeinu then? Not only Moshe, but everybody. No. Says the Marsha. Hakadosh Baruch was Osek in the neshama of all the tzadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was nis'ala so much, it was already like a neshama. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was osik even in the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu. By all the other tzaddikim, people are osik in the neshama, in the guf, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was osik in the neshama. Tanu Rabbanan. Shimshon Be'ina Marad, Shenemar V'yomar Shimshon Olaviv, Osa Kachli Ki Yashar Be'inai. Shimshon sinned with his eyes. He said to his father, "I want that woman." So the plishtim knocked out his eyes. One of the achronim say the ultimate. What do you mean with his? He gets punished for his eyes. What about for the ma'isa bi itself? Only his eyes? No, the answer is because the ma'isa bi was ultimately, we're going to see, it was siyata d'shmaya that it happened because he was supposed to get involved with the plishtim. But his reasons, he followed his eyes. The reasons were negative, and that's why he was punished for that. Aini, is this really true? Like we just said, the whole thing was from Hashem. So why was he punished? Ki azal mi abasar yashru se'azal. No, why'd he go? He didn't go because it was siyata d'Hashem. Oh, siyata d'shmaya. He went because he had his own taiva. Tanya, Rabbi Omer Tchilas Kilkula Ba'aza. The beginning of the downfall of Shimshon happened in Aza. Lafichach Laka Ba'aza. No, I'm sorry. The beginning of his taiva to go down was in Aza. Therefore, he was punished in Aza. Tchilas Kilkula Ba'aza. Dechsev Ayla Shimshon Azasa. V'yarsham Isha Zona V'chulu. Lafichach Laka Ba'aza. Dechsev Ayoridu Oso Azasa. Ay Vaksev Vayeret Shimshon Timnasa. He went down to Timna, not Aza. Tchilas Kilkul Mia Ba'aza Haya. But the beginning of his Kilkul was in Aza. Period. Vayach reichen vayav isha benachav sorek ushma delila. Tanya Rabbi Omer, ilmali nikra shma delila, ru'uya haisa shetikra delila. Delila was a perfect name for her. Why? Dildala es kocho, she cut off his strength. Dildala es libo, she cut off his heart. Dildala es maisav, she cut off his actions. Each one. Dildala es kocho, defsev yasa kocho me'alav, she removed his strength by cutting off his hair. Dildala es libo, defsev atira delila kigilas kol libo. Right, Shimshon four times tricked her. Right, she said, "What makes you so strong?" And he said, "This and that and this and that." And finally, at the end, when she said his hair, she realized that he told the truth. Dildalas Maisav, the Isal Shechina Minei, she removed the Shechina from him. Dechsev, Hu lo yadak Yashem Sarmei Olav. He did not realize that Hashem was removed from him. A little bit more. Vatera Delila Kigilas Kolibo, Mina Yada. Shimshon tricks her four times. The final time, how'd she know? It's the Pasuk says that she knew he was telling the truth. How did she know? Two answers. Amar Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rabbi, Nikarin Divrayemes. Sometimes you could tell the truth. Sometimes with kids also. You could tell when they're telling the truth. Nikar and Divrayemis. No, Abaye Amar? No. Yadaba Ba'oso Tzadik Delo Mafik Shem Shemayin Levatala. She knew that he wouldn't be Motzi Shem Shemayin Levatala. And there he said Shem Shemayim. Kivan to Amar Nazir Elokim Ani Amra Hashtavadikushtaka Amar. It must be that he is telling the truth. Some of Farshim say, you see from here that Elokim has the status of Shem Shemayim. For Shvua, for other halachas, doesn't say, you don't say, he didn't say Yudke Vavke. He said Nitzir Elokim, but still the Gemara calls it Shem Shemayim. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we continue other issues in Shimshon and more Agadata. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored. Today's shiur and the next 4 weeks of Shiurim are sponsored by the Silvers, Lizech HaNishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia.